Pittsburgh has hosted arts events in junkyards, on river barges, and in empty swimming pools. But what about underground, inside an old limestone mine? 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll visited this year's incarnation of the art project called Subsurface.
If you've ever wondered what a robotic bagpipe sounds like inside an inactive limestone mine, Subsurface is your best bet. Subsurface was created by two professors at Carnegie Mellon University and debuted last year. This year, about 250 patrons gathered on a rainy Saturday for a 90-minute bus ride from CMU north into farm country. We ended up in Brady's Bend, Pennsylvania, at the unassuming front door of a facility built right into a wooded hillside.
Hello, how are you?
Inside that door was the Brady's Bend Corporation Mine. For more than a century, it was an active limestone mine with a vast maze of tunnels. At 50 million square feet, it has more floor space than the largest building in the world. The tunnels run for 600 miles, and none has ever seen the light of day.
If you want it to be, it can be the darkest place you've ever been, the quietest place you've ever been, and that's an incredible canvas if you're a musician or an artist.
Jesse Stiles is the CMU music professor who helped create Subsurface. He and art professor Rich Pell noted its ties to Pittsburgh's history. The mine was first owned by U.S. Steel.
This limestone mine is a space that we created in the building of our city because limestone is key to the production of steel and to the production of cement. And so this negative space that we created in the earth is a byproduct of the existence of Pittsburgh. It's a negative Pittsburgh.
But now, for an hour at least, it's also a subterranean playground for artists and musicians. Down in the mine, it's cool but not cold, and it's not cramped either. The passages are 20 feet wide, with ceilings you'd need a ladder to reach. Subsurface is funded mostly by Carnegie Mellon. Stiles and this year's co-organizer, art professor Scott Andrew, drew from their students and the wider CMU community, including two music ensembles Stiles plays in. About 50 performers are scattered along one stretch of the labyrinth. With dramatic lighting, often in purple and green, they play musical instruments and wear fantastical costumes. None of the characters speaks. The performers include a woman wearing an orange ski mask and cat suit with a traffic cone bustier, riding a bicycle while three musicians in white coveralls play recorders. Walk on through the darkness and you'll see a figure in a long cloak embedded with pinpoint LED lights, wearing a translucent birdcage-like headpiece that glows from within. Wander away from the crowd and some parts of the mine sound like this, total silence. But with performers near and music playing, there's the feeling of an eerie traveling carnival. Surprisingly, there's hardly any echo in here, but the sound carries a long way.
You can't just, like, play Brahms in a limestone mine and have that make any sense.
Music professor Jesse Stiles and his colleagues composed new music for this site. For the big concluding number, some performers are adorned with colorful glowing wires, while others are completely obscured by costumes made from long strips of multicolored fabric like shaggy beasts. Musicians play drums, tuba, saxophone, trumpet, violin, electronics, and musical saw. The costume creatures do a kind of ritual dance. Finally, there's a closing processional. Patrons are handed kazoos to play along as they march out of the mine. The mine was active until 2016 and is now used mostly for storing boats and cars in its constant 55-degree low-humidity environment. It's run by Brady's Bend Corporation, whose owner is a CMU alumnus. Many guests were Carnegie Mellon students or staff. Melody Harris works at Chatham University, but learned about Subsurface from a friend at CMU.
I loved it. I thought it was super interesting. It's psychedelic and a little scary, and I felt like I was on another planet and breathing different oxygen, and it was populated by friendly monsters.
Stiles says the series should continue with another installment next year. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.